Just for Women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the Word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hi, girls. Here we are again. I've been reading to you Psalm 44, parts of it. Start with the fifth verse. Through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies, and thou hast put them to shame that hate us. In God we boast all the day long and praise thy name forever, Selah. But thou hast cast off and put us to shame and goest not forth with our armies. Thou makest us to turn back from the enemy, and they which hate us spoil for themselves. I've been reading to you about Osama bin Laden. Who was he? We had some very interesting thoughts last time, and I won't go over them again. Oh, before we go further, if you want the brochure for the Dean Burgon Society's 33rd Annual Conference here in Collingswood, New Jersey, it'll be July 27 to 28, just call 1-800-JOHN-10-9, 1-800-JOHN-10-9, and we'll send you one free. It's a beautiful brochure. It tells about all the speakers. We're going to be celebrating the 400th anniversary of our King James Bible. That's 1-800-JOHN-10-9, and ask for the brochure about the Dean Burgon Society, July 27 to 28. I am going to start right where I left off. Bin Laden consistently dwelled on the need for violent jihad to right what he believed were injustices against Muslims perpetuated by the United States and sometimes by other non-Muslim states. I'm reading from the Wikipedia. I forgot to tell you that last time. And I know sometimes everything isn't accurate, but it sounded pretty good to me. So it was easy to read, and I wanted to give it to you. The need to eliminate the State of Israel was one of his big things, and the necessity of forcing the United States to withdraw from the Middle East, that was another one of his goals. He also called on Americans to reject the immoral acts of fornication, homosexuality, intoxicants, gambling, and usury. In October 2002 letter. Bin Laden's ideology included the idea that civilians, including women and children, are legitimate targets of jihad. Bin Laden was anti-Semitic and delivered warnings against alleged Jewish conspiracies. Quote, "These Jews are masters of usury and leaders in treachery. They will leave you nothing either in this world or the next," he said. End of quote. Sharia Muslims have been listed along with heretics. Americans in Israel as the four principal, quote, enemies of Islam, end of quote, and ideology classes of bin Laden's Al-Qaeda organization. Bin Laden, remember, bin Laden, I always have a way of changing names. Remember, he was killed in May. I remember I was sitting there. Well, in fact, I was in bed watching television Sunday evening, a news program, when it came on that he was killed. And President Obama told us the details that he knew at the time. Now, where am I? I lost my place. Bin Laden opposed music. I think I got there. And his attitude toward technology was mixed. He was interested in earth-moving machinery and genetic engineering of plants on the one hand, but rejected chilled water on the others. I guess he didn't like ice water. His viewpoints and methods of achieving them had led to him being designated as a terrorist by scholars, journalists from the New York Times and the BBC, and other places. And he was indicted on terrorism charges by law enforcement agencies in Madrid, New York City, and Tripoli. That's interesting about Tripoli. Bin Laden's overall strategy against much larger enemies such as the Soviet Union and United States was to lure them into a long war of attrition in Muslim countries, attracting large numbers of jihadists who would never surrender. Well, our country has certainly been a long time in war in a Muslim country. That's just a footnote of me. He believed this would lead to economic collapse of the enemy nation. Al-Qaeda manuals clearly outline this strategy. That's interesting. Get them involved in Muslim countries, long wars. The Soviet Union collapsed following years of fighting in Afghanistan, and several prominent authors have stated that the United States was on the verge of suffering the same fate, losing countless trillions of dollars to the ongoing conflict. In this sense, some have credited Bin Laden as the one person who was successful in his fight against both of the world superpowers, that be Russia and the United States. After leaving college in 1979, Bin Laden arrived to Pakistan. Now, I'm interested in all the mention of Pakistan, because that's where he hid out, you know, and that's where he was found, and joined Abdullah Azam to take part in the Soviet war in Afghanistan. During Operation Cyclone from 1979 to 1989, the United States provided financial aid and weapons to the Mujahideen's leaders through Pakistan's Inner Services Intelligence, ISI. Bin Laden met and built relations with Hamid Ghul, who was a three-star general in the Pakistan Army and head of the ISI agency. Although the United States provided the money and weapons, the training of militant groups was entirely done by the Pakistan Armed Forces and the ISI. By 1984, Bin Laden and Azam established Maktab al-Khidmat, which funneled money, arms, and fighters from around the Arab world into Afghanistan. That was 1984. Through Al-Qamadit, Bin Laden inherited family fortune. Paid for air tickets and accommodations, paid for paperwork with Pakistani authorities, and provided other such services for the jihad fighters. Bin Laden established camps inside of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, this isn't right, in Pakistan. The main thing is in Pakistan, and used it to train volunteer fighters against the Democratic Republic of Afghanistan. It was during this time in Pakistan that he began wearing camouflage print jackets and carrying a Russian-made assault rifle. Now, we'll read about formation and structure of Al-Qaeda. By 1988, Bin Laden had split from Maktab al-Khidmat. While Azam acted as support for Afghan fighters, Bin Laden wanted a more military role. Excuse me. Sorry. This is interesting. One of the main points leading to the split and the creation of Al-Qaeda was Azam's insistence that Arab fighters be integrated among the Afghan fighting groups instead of forming separate fighting forces. Notes of a meeting of Bin Laden and others on August 20, 1988 indicate Al-Qaeda was a formal group by that time. Quote, basically an organized Islamic faction. Its goal is to lift the word of God to make religions victorious, end quote. See, they use the word of God, but they don't mean the Bible, our Bible. They don't mean that. A list of requirements for membership itemized the following. Listening ability, good manners, obedience, and making a pledge to follow one's superiors. That was their thing. According to Wright, now if any of you want this, these CDs, I would be glad to send it to you. If you want it on an old-fashioned cassette, I'd send it to you. Just call 1-800-JOHN-109 and ask for the Bin Laden messages. Okay. According to Wright, the group's real name wasn't used in public pronouncements because its existence was still closely held secret. His research suggests that Al-Qaeda was formed at an August 11, 1988 meeting between, quote, several senior leaders, end of quote, of Egyptian Islamic Jihad, Abdullah Azam, and Bin Laden, where it was agreed to join Bin Laden's money with the expertise of the Islamic Jihad organization and take up the jihadist cause elsewhere after the Soviet withdrawal from Afghanistan. Following the Soviet Union's withdrawal from Afghanistan in February 1989, Osama bin Laden returned to Saudi Arabia in 1990 as a hero of jihad who, along with his Arab Legion, quote, had brought down the mighty superpower of the Soviet Union, end quote. The Iraqi invasion of Kuwait under Saddam Hussein in October 2, 1990 put the Saudi kingdom and the House of Saud at risk, with Iraqi forces on the Saudi border and Saddam's appeal to pan-Arabism potentially inciting internal dissent. Bin Laden met with King Fahd, F-A-H-D, and Saudi Defense Minister Sultan, telling them not to depend on non-Muslim assistance from the United States and others, offering to help defend Saudi Arabia with his Mujahideen. Bin Laden's offer was rebuffed, and after the Saudi moniker invited the deployment of U.S. troops in Saudi territory, Bin Laden publicly denounced Saudi Arabia's dependence on the U.S. military. Bin Laden believed the presence of foreign troops in the land of the two mosques, Mecca and Medina, profaned sacred soil. Bin Laden's criticism of the Saudi monarchy led that government to attempt to silence him. Shortly after Saudi Arabia invited U.S. troops into Saudi Arabia, Bin Laden turned his attention to attacks on the West on November 8, 1990. The FBI raised the New Jersey home of El-Sayyid Nosar, an associate of Al-Qaeda operated El-Mohammed, discovering copious evidence of terrorist plots, including plans to blow up the New York City skyscrapers. That was found in 1990. This marked the earliest discovery of Al-Qaeda terrorist plans outside of Muslim countries. Nosar was evidently convicted in connection to the 1993 World Trade Center bombing and later admitted guilt for the murder of Rabbi Mary Khan in New York on November 5, 1990. Bin Laden continued to speak publicly against the Saudi government for harboring American troops, for which the Saudis banished him. He went to live in exile in Sudan in 1992 in a deal broken by Ali Mohammed. In Sudan, Bin Laden established a new base for Mujahideen operations in Khartoum, K-H-A-R-T-O-U-M. He bought a house on El Marshall Street. This is getting exciting, even though it's about one of our arch enemies, who, of course, the United States killed recently. But this is getting exciting, isn't it, girls? I hope if you want this, ask for 1-800-JOHN-10-9.
You've been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@biblefortoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
I'm under God's care, are you? Remember this, that your unknown is not unknown to God. It comes to me.